For example, Pierre at PDSearch and Q, today's date is 04/27/2023. Dictation is for Miss Stacy Blackburn. Blackburn spells B-L-A-C-K-B-U-R-N. Stacy spells S-T-A-C-I-E. Date of birth is 10/07/1974. This is a 48-year-old female here for medication refill period. Miss Stacy has a history of opioid use disorder. She's currently on Suboxone. Is here for refill for this here for follow for this condition and medication. On medication refill, she states that since her last visit, she has had to be seen in the emergency room for what was described as palpitation period. She indicated that her sister, older sister, who is having issues with liver failure, and she is the one taking care of her at causes her to be stressed out. Correction, causes her to, open quote, be stressed out, close quote. She said she had the emergency room, she had an extensive workup, which includes labs, chest x-ray, and she was advised that her troponin was normal, her kidneys were normal, her livers were normal. However, her blood pressure was significantly elevated and she was started on amlodipine. She stated that she was advised to have a primary care to follow up these conditions and to have a stress test so she can see if she needs to see a cardiologist, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, all systems were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented. In your acute distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure 130/80, pulse 76, respiration 18, temperature 97.5, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no mandibular signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory good and respiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, soft, correction, abdomen is non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions and normal mood and affect a normal period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2, medication refill. Number 3, hypertension. Next paragraph, patient and I, we had a discussion about her condition that she had to be seen for. She was advised that she can have a stress test done here, and if her stress test is positive, we will refer to a cardiologist. She was given the cause for a stress test. And the cause for have her cholesterol levels checked. Every other indices, glucose, kidney, liver, thyroid was checked in the emergency room. We need to establish what her cholesterol is, as this may play a role in her elevated blood pressure and her palpitation. She says she understands and will comply. She was given the price and says she will come back to have those studies done. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End up with patient. Correction. PMP Aware was reviewed. The data from PMP Aware does not support drug-seeking behavior or medication diversion. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen was done here in the clinic. Drug screen was negative for all unauthorized substances, positive for Suboxone, which she takes as part of this program. End of dictation.